Now, we are talking about the science of wetlands in this week's Naked Scientists, and February the 2nd was Worldwide Wetland Day, WWD, rather than WWW, I suppose. But, so to find out a bit more about what you can see at your local wetlands, we decided to send our reporter Mira to the London Wetlands Centre, which is not a pretty sight on foot, and that's partly because it's in the flight path of Heathrow Airport. But Mira wandered around the 43 hectares they've got there, which is reed beds, lakes, lagoons and such like, to find out not only about the species on show, but how these ecosystems are actually protecting us humans, as well as the wildlife that live there.
This week I'm at the London Wetlands Centre on the banks of the River Thames to find out just what goes on in these ecosystems. Wetlands can be found all over the world as bogs, marshes, swamps and fens, to name just a few, and they house a great diversity of wildlife that can't be found anywhere else. This is because of conditions specific to this ecosystem, such as soil that is so waterlogged that there's very little room for oxygen. Therefore, the plants you get in those particular wetlands are hydrophytes, meaning water-loving, and they've adapted to survive with minimal oxygen. Now that's just one type of wetland condition, and the numerous wetland variations are not only important to wildlife populations, but to humans as well. So I'm here to find out why. I'm out in the sheltered lagoon here on the site with Martin Senior and Adam Salmon, who both work for the Wildfowl and Wetlands Trust. Martin, what exactly is a wetland?
Well, a wetland's habitat where there's water, so things like streams, ponds, rivers, canals, even, you know, your local duck pond or stream, they're all wetlands.
So, Adam, why do you find the plants that you do here and kind of nowhere else?
They're hugely diverse habitats, wetlands. There's actually thousands of species, even here, associated with them. Take a few examples, things like snake's head fritillary, which is a very scarce flower in England. That will only do well in the right kind of soil with the right flooding regime. And they flourish here because the water levels are right, the management of them is right, a bit of grazing, a bit of haymaking. And then you've got reed beds that can't be too deep and can't be too shallow when they're planted and when they're harvested as well. So there's a lot of different requirements.
Now, to get an idea of the types of species you can see in a wetland, we're off to the ponds on site for a bit of dipping. Another member of the team, Michelle, has come and joined us. We've all got some nets and we're fishing throughout the water trying to see what we can get out. So what have we got in this tray so far, Michelle?
Well, we have some beautiful caddisfly larvae.
You really wouldn't be able to tell that anything was living inside there, really. I would just think it was random plants just in the water.
And that's the idea, because they're hiding from their predators. They've built themselves homes, and this species use bits of stick that they cut off and then stick to their backs with their sticky spit. And as they grow, they add more and more sticks around the collar of their case until it's about April or May. They come to the surface, pupate, and then hatch as caddisflies. And they wait till that time because they feed on pollen from the plants and they need to wait until the flowers are out in the summer season. And we also have some ram's horn snails, but we're starting to see things like newts coming out of hibernation. The boys are out first and they're covered with their spots and have crests along their back. And they come out to try and attract the females by doing lots of little dancing and tail wagging.
What else could we see that we haven't managed to find to put into our trays today? So we've seen the newts and the flies and the snails.
We've got a few tiny water beetles. There are more in the ponds, but because it's very cold, they're in a sort of dormant state. I'm surprised we haven't caught any freshwater shrimps, because they're very active at this time of year, and they're all pairing up. The male will actually hold on to a female shrimp and swim round with her in a pair for about a week.
Something else visitors here can do in order to see more of the wildlife is to come into one of the hides. What can we see from here, Adam?
At the moment, we've got some shoveler duck out there, which are very much winter visitors. A lot of these come from Eastern Europe, as far as Russia even. This winter, we've had upwards of 300 birds. We've also got a wintering bittern here at the moment. Very rare species, very scarce in Britain, never mind Greater London.
What attracts them here?
Well, the reed beds habitat specifically, they have to feed out of them so they feel safe. They're wintering in the reed beds at the moment. We've also got widgeon grazing out on the marsh.
Which ones are the widgeon?
They're the sort of male birds have got the quite reddish heads with a yellow stripe over the top. In flight, they've got great big white wing bars, so one of the more recognisable ducks. And at the moment, you'll see a lot of pairs of swans out there. meets one.
Oh yeah, I can see those.
Yeah, I mean, usually there's only one or two on here, but this time of year they're all getting their territories sorted out and pairing up. There's a lot of sparring going on, so there's a lot of excitement. There's fights going on all the time in front of us.
And are they quite entertaining to see?
Yeah, they're quite popular, really. They do get very displaced, and they'll end up all over the reserve.
Now, we've done a bit of pond dipping and we've been in the hide, so we're back at the sheltered lagoon. Martin, how many wetlands are being lost?
Well, we know wetlands are disappearing faster than rainforests at the moment. Many of the wetlands are in coastal areas, so it's easy when people are looking for an extra land to build on. Coastal areas are flat, so they drain the marshes and they put huge settlements or often industry. If you look around the British Isles, then a lot of industry associated next to the sea where there's obviously ease of transport. So there's a huge problem, and every time you lose a wetland, you lose all the wildlife that's associated with it. You can't just build on wetlands, you can't always drain wetlands, they're there for a purpose.
What exactly would the repercussions be if we were to just lose lots of them?
The repercussions both for this country and around the world are absolutely huge. You know, you've got the things like the loss of wildlife, the loss of biodiversity, and with that, that can affect the whole food chain. But also, one of the major effects of losing wetlands is the protective role that they play. So wetlands actually store water and slow it down. So when you've had these almighty thunderstorms, and we've seen flooding this year, a lot of the water that comes down is trapped in wetlands, so it filters slowly through and they act like a big sponge, slowly releasing it into the rivers and streams. Now, the issue, especially where you build on floodplains, is that all that water falls on tarmac and runs straight into the drainage system, which runs straight into the rivers, and you're inundated with all this water that the systems just can't cope with. So as we lose more and more wetlands, we lose that effect of controlling and slowing down and moderating what happens when we have heavy rainfall and storms. You know, we've seen how that's affecting people already. We've seen the number of the increase in flooding and the poor people that lose all their homes in this country. Now imagine what that's like over in these very flat areas like Bangladesh, and the impact that's going to have is with rising sea levels and loss of wetlands.
So wetlands are important not only in maintaining unique species of wildlife, but protecting human populations from natural disasters such as flooding. So why not visit your local wetland centre and get just a glimpse of the diverse wildlife I've seen here today, and also find out more about the ecosystem that protects us from being underwater.
Thank you very much. That was Meera Senthilingam from The Naked Scientist talking with Martin Senior, Adam Salmon and Michelle Pennell, and they're from the London Wetland Centre. It was interesting, wasn't it, how he said that wetlands are actually disappearing faster than rainforests, which is quite a shocking finding, really.
I know. I think a lot of the freshwater habitats are suffering very quietly as well. We don't really hear about it that much.